Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir. This is the third shir in the topic of Hekdesh Mafkia Midei Shibud. In the previous shir, we concluded with Akasha. How is Kedushas Haguf Mafkia Midei Shibud? Because we said that when there's a Shibud on this item, so this means that the love, it's not considered his, or it's not considered Bershuso, vis-a-vis the malve. Because the gabe zeh, to do something that the malve can't be goive, can't collect, that the love doesn't have rishus to do. It's not Bershuso for that, or it's not shalo for that. So Mamela, how's his Kedusha Saguf Mafkia Midei Shibud, he shouldn't have the power to make Kedusha Saguf. That's how we concluded the previous shir. As Nerami Zem Uchrach, Sheyesh Din Mesuyam B'Kedusha Taguf, Shemitzad Etzem HaChalot Hekdesh, Yesh Hafka'a La Shiyabud. So it would appear that we have to say that there's a specific din in Kedusha Saguf, that as far as the Etzem Chalois Hekdesh goes, there is Hafkah and the Shibud. And it's not Mikoach the Makdish, because it's Mitzad the Koach HaMakdish. It's Einor Bershuso Lasos Hekdesh. He doesn't have the right, he doesn't have the power, he doesn't have the capacity to make it Hekdesh insofar as the Malva would not be able to collect. That's not his power. But rather, it's mitzad the etzem chalois hekdesh mafkia midei shibud. He doesn't have the right, but the chalois hekdesh is mafkia midei shibud. And there you don't have a chisar noyin or b'shusa, but it's not mikoach hamakdesh, but rather it's mikoach etzem hekdesh. And you see this yisod from the Tosfos that we discussed in the previous shir, who says that loy olim Koyach Hekdesh Mikoyach HaMakdish. Tosfot said that Dafka Kedushas HaGuf She'ein Lo Pidyon, that's Mafkia Midei Shibud. This is in the Fmem Amid Beis in Gittin. Aval Kedushas Domim Loi Alim Koyach Hekdesh Mikoyach Makdish Kevin De Yesh Lo Pidyon V'Ruay Lipaka. But Kedushas Domim, that is Mafkia Midei Shibud. That's not Mafkia. Medavka Kedushas Aguf is Mafkia Midei Shibud. But Kedushas Domim is not Mafkia Midei Shibud, because the Koyach of Hekdesh is no stronger than the koyach of the makdish. So, just like the makdish can be paid to this, so when it belongs to hekdesh, it could also be nifta. So it has a pidyon, and it's ruya lipaka. So it has a pidyon, and this Kedusha can go away. So when it comes to Kedusha Saguf, that can't go away. That's once it's Chal Shachas, that's it. But Kedusha's Damim, no. It's like when someone's Makdish something, he can be Podit. So too, when something belongs to Hekdesh, after the person, after the Loive, is Makdish at Kedusha's Damim, that can also be Nifta. That's what we saw in the first year. We saw that Tosfos. So we see from this that by Kedushas Haguf, Be'emes, Olim Koyach Hekdesh Mikoyach HaMakdesh. When it comes to Kedushas Haguf, Hekdesh is stronger than the Makdesh. When it comes to Kedushas Damim, we say Hekdesh isn't stronger than the Makdesh. It's just like a Makdesh can be paided. So too, when it belongs to Hekdesh, it can be nifta from Hekdesh. Even though it has Kedushas Damim, it can still be redeemed. But when it comes to Kedusha Guf, it's not so. Olam koyach hakdish mikoyach hamakdish. And that's Lahejeh, like we explained, that there's koyach to the Kedushas HaGuf to be mafkia midei shibud. There's koyach b'kedushas haguf that's mafkia midei shibud. Olim koyach hekdesh. Masha'ein lemakdish atzmai. The makdish doesn't have that koyach, but hekdesh does. Because legabe, the makdish, it's ein reshusa. But hekdesh is stronger. So we said by Kedushas Damim, lo olim koyach hekdesh mikoyach, lo olim koyach hekdesh mikoyach hamakdish. It's just like the makdish can be poided, so too can be poided from hekdesh. But when it comes to Kedushas Damim taka, Kedushas Haguf taka, we say yes, olim koyach hekdesh mikoyach makdish. But the koyach hekdesh can't make it into Kedushas makdish. The makdish can't make it into Kedushas Haguf. When it's by himself, when he's the lover, when there's a shibud on this. But hekdesh, it can become hekdesh. There's a koyach in hekdesh that the makdish doesn't have. Gabi the makdish, it's ainu b'shu. So with the gabi hekdesh, it becomes hekdesh. As far as hekdesh is concerned, it's hekdesh. The makdish doesn't have the power. Like we said before, it's not mitzad the makdish. It's mitzad the etzem chalois hekdesh, that's mafkei midei shibud. We can answer what we asked earlier. That was what we asked in the first year. Why do we require by Hekdesh Hafkoa Bechiyuv? Why by Hekdesh do we require Hafkoa Bechiyuv? That there has to be an active Hafkoa. Why don't we just say it's not shaykh to have gviya? You can't collect. If it's hekdesh memeli, you can't collect it. Kevin to Kedusha Guf. Once Kedusha Guf is chal, it's a sulo paki. So the fima shebiyarnu, im lo haya hafka'a b'chiyuv mitzad ha'ekdesh, lo haya chal ha'ekdesh b'chlal, kivan she'eino b'rshuto la'asot chalot hekdesh. In other words, if there was no active hafkah mitzad hekdesh, then the hekdesh wouldn't be chal, since it's not reshusoy to make a chalos hekdesh, insofar as that the malva wouldn't be able to collect. So if it was, if you would say that it's not hafkah b'chiyuv, so what's going to happen? He's going to try to be makdish, but it's not going to work. He doesn't have that power to be makdish, because the loiv doesn't have the power to do something that will disempower the malveh from collecting. And therefore, we require a hafkoa b'chiyuv mitzad etzem chalois hekdesh shebeze ein chisaron de'eino b'rishusa. Because of this, we require that there be an active hafka. Mitzad the etzem chalos hekdesh. Shebaze ein chisaron she'eino birshuto. Kevan she'eino mikoach hamakdish. Elo mikoach hekdesh. So you have this hafka b'chiyuv. Mitzad the chalos hekdesh, not mitzad the makdish. If it was mitzad the makdish, makdish doesn't have the power to make hekdesh if it's going to disempower the malva. So what do we say then? It's mitzad ve'etzem ha'hekdesh, it's hafka b'chiyuv. That when he's makdish, there's a chalois hekdesh here, there's a application of the law of hekdesh. This object, this animal is turned into hekdesh. And memela, there is a hafka of the, not memela, but that is an active hafka. This making of hekdesh is an active hafka of the rights of the malva to collect. Because this is not mikoyach ha-makdish, it's mikoyach ha-hekdesh. Makdish doesn't have the power, but Hekdesh does. Because Olim Koicho Shel Hekdesh Mikoicha Makdish. Like we said before, it's Meduyek and Tosis. Dafka by Kedusha Stam, not, but the Kedusha Seguf, yes. And that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that Kevin the Chayla Kedush Saguf is too low paki. Once Kedush Saguf is Chal, it never goes away. And that's because the Koyach of Hekdesh to be Mafkia Shibud comes from the fact that Hekdesh is a stira to Shibud. Since it's Chal, it doesn't go away. But if the Hekdesh would go away with redemption, so then the Hekdesh wouldn't be a stira to the Shibud. Because you could have Hekdesh and then you can redeem it, you could be paid it. So there wouldn't be a stira between the Hekdesh and the Shibud. Because the Shibud could go away by the Pidyon, with the Pidyon. Because the Hekdesh could go away with Pidyon. Because of this Shibud. We say that when it comes to Kedushas HaGuf, once it's Chal, it never goes away. So Hekdesh is a steer to Shibud. Once it's a Hekdesh, there can't be a Shibud. Because the Hekdesh can't go away. But if the Hekdesh could go away, then there would be no steer. You can make it Hekdesh, and then it could be Nifta, and then go back to the person it's Meshubah to. So that's what Tosis explains. Tosis says that when it comes to Kedush Saguf, it's a Hafka B'chiyuv. It's an act of Hafka. And that shows us that it's a stira to the Shibud. Because this act of Hafka of the stira to Shibud. Why is it a stira to the Shibud? Because once the Kedush Saguf is Chal, it never goes away. So the Melech can't be a Shibud. So this Hafka, this Hekdesh is Hafka B'chiv of the Shibud. It's an active removal of the lien. Because once the Kedush Saguf is Chal, it never goes away. And Namele, he can't take it back. But if the Hekdesh went away with Pidyon, then the Hekdesh wouldn't be a steer, it would be Hekdesh, and then you could be Poda. And that would mean that there wouldn't be a Hafka B'chiyuv on the Shibud. Because the Shibud is still Meshubud. Because the person can just redeem it. The Shibud never went away. Now that you say once it has Kedush Saguf, the Kedush Saguf remains. So Memela, the Shibud goes away. That's Hafka B'chiyuv. The Al Pizem Muspar Hetev. The Shona Tosfot. The Gabay Kedushat Damim. Shloy Olim Koyach Hekdesh Mikoyach Makdesh. That's the power of Hekdesh. Isn't more powerful than the power of the Magdish. And therefore, just like the Magdish can redeem Kedushas Damim, so too you can redeem it from Hekdesh. And if there's somebody is Magdish something, the Kedushas Damim to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a lien on it, so it could be redeemed. It's not mafkia the Shibud. Because just like the Makdish can redeem it, so too when it belongs to Hekdesh, it can go to the person who has a Shibud on it. It's not irredeemable. Because Gabe Kedusha's Damim, since it has Pidyon and it's really Paka, it can be redeemed. And the Kedusha can go away. The Hekdesh isn't a steer to the Shibud. And therefore there's no specific din in the application of the Kedushas Damim And when there's a chalois kedushas dam, that's mafkia midei shibur. It's not mafkia midei shibur. And if so, the hafka has to be done mitzad b'makdish. And on that writes Tosfos, the lo olim koyach hekdish mikoyach hamakdish. Since the makdish doesn't have koyach to make hekdish gamur, meaning that he can make it hekdish that the malvi can't collect, since it's not brishus olagabe zeh, like we spoke out in Rashi. So too, lo olim koyach hekdish mikoyach makdish, it's not hekdish gamur. With regard to the fact that it can't be, you can't collect from there. And therefore the malvi can collect. That's what it means, lo olim koyach hekdesh mikoyach makdish. That the makdish doesn't have the koyach to make hekdesh gamur, which would, in so much so that the malve can't collect. So too when there's a shibud, and it becomes hekdesh, it's not going to be hekdesh gamur. Just like the makdish can't make it hekdesh gamur, it's at the makdish. After he's makdish it, it doesn't become hekdesh gamur on its own. He doesn't have the power to make it that it's not collectible. And once it becomes hekdesh, it remains collectible. It's not hekdesh gamur. And therefore the malva can collect from there. When it comes to the kedushas aguf, olam koyach hekdesh mikoyach hamakdesh. The makdesh doesn't have the right to disempower the malva, but hekdesh does. Mitzad etzem chaloisa hekdesh, that's mafkia midei shibur. It's not mitzad the makdish. The makdish is makdishit. But now it's what's mafkia midei shibur is the etzem chaloisa hekdesh. When it comes to kedushas damim, there is no such thing. The makdish doesn't have the power to disempower the malvin. And when it becomes hekdesh, it doesn't have the power to disempower the malvin. The malvin can collect. La'olim koyach hekdesh mikoyach makdish. La'olim koyach makdish mikoyach hekdesh. The malva always has the right to collect. Sai mitzad the makdish, sai mitzad hekdesh. So based on this, we can understand the Ran. It says in Nedarim that we saw in a previous shiur, this is Nedarim, Daf Mem Vov Omer Beis, that when someone answers on somebody else, Havei Ka'oyser Nichsei Chaveiro Al Chaveiro. In other words, we said that if the maskir answers the bayis on the soicher b'koinam, he answers it to him with a neder that he's not allowed to be nana, that the seicher is not allowed to be nana. So we say that kononos are mafkia midei shibut. And there's no more shibut to the seicher, he can't use it. But if the maskir answers the bayis to Levi, Levi can use it because it's meshibut the shim in the seicher. So we ask what's going on over here. Just like he can answer it Shimon himself, why can't he answer it to Levi? If we say that he can't answer it to Levi, why can't he answer it to Levi? Because it's Meshuvah to Shimon. So he shouldn't also be able to answer it to Shimon because it's Meshuvah to Shimon. Just like he can't answer it to Levi because it's Meshuvah to Shimon. He should be able to answer it to Shimon because it's Meshuvah to Shimon. But yet we see he can answer it to Shimon even though it's Meshuvah to Shimon. So what's going on over here? So based on what we explained, we understand very well that the Ran says, that Levi is nene from the Seicher from Shimon. And it's like answering Nichse Chaver al Chaver, that Reuven can't do. He can't answer Nichse Shimon on Levi. He's not talking about the Etzem of Bailus. The Etzem of Bailus is Shaykh to Reuven is the Maskev. What the Ran means is, with regard to the very fact that he can't be nene from the shibud of the seichel. Shelegabei ze ino shel hamaskir mishum she'ein lo ba'alut la'akev le'anot mishibudo shel ha'socher. Yetzem ha'bailus is Reuven's. But Reuven doesn't have bailus as far as the hanah from the shibud of the seicher. He can't be ma'akev somebody from being nana from the shibud of Shimon. So that's like being osir nichse chavera al chavera. So when Reuven wants to asir, he's renting it out to Shimon, he wants to asir it on Shimon. So since the etzim ha'bailus is shayach to Reuven, so the koinam is chal, the neder is chal. Since kainamos are like kedushas haguf, so they have a din mesuyim me'etzem achalos kainam to be mafkir midei shibud. So it emerges that the shibud doesn't go away mikoyach ha'oser, rather mikoyach ha'alos ha'kainam atzmai. Like we saw before about the difference between the person being ma'akdish and the etzem ha'hekdish by kedushas haguf. Right? We said that it has the ma'akdish, his hekdish isn't mafkir from the malveh, but it's the etzem chalos hekdesh, the etzem afkia from the shibud. So to hear, it's not the koinam of the maskir that's mafkia from Shimon. It's the etzem chalos koinam and the property that's mafkia from the seicher. So it's not nifka mikoyach ha'oyser, rather mikoyach ha'chalos koinam, from the fact that the koinam is chal. Because of this, the chisaron of Ein Lo Bailus because of this there's no chisaron of Ein Lo Bailus to be ma'akev milehanos. Because it's not mitzad his Bailus. It's mitzad the etzem koinam. He has the koyach, since he has bailus, he has the koyach to make a koinam, but it's the koinam that asers. Not his lack of bailus, because as far as being nana goes, he doesn't have bailus. Because it's meshubit, Reuven doesn't have bailus, it's meshubit to Shimon. So what asers Shimon? The etzem koinam. Not Reuven's bailus, but the etzem koinam, and Reuven has the power to make that koinam because he has bailus. But it's the etzem koinam that's mafkia from Shimon. When it comes to asering and Levi, the property that's meshibah to Shimon, so here the shibud remains with the seicher. There the Ran says that the iser isn't going to be effective. Because it's nichse chavera al chavera. Because with regard to the fact that somebody shouldn't be nana from Shimon, he's not the maskir at all. With what respect is he the maskir to Shimon? Shimon's hana. So vis-a-vis Shimon, he can aser it to Shimon, Because since he has bilus, he can make a koinam, and the koinam is going to answer it to Shimon. So the shibud isn't nifka mikoyecha is a'oitzer. Mikoyecha lois koinam. There's a chalois koinam now on Shimon's property that Shimon's being nana from. And therefore, there's no chisaron that he doesn't have bailus to be ma'ak of milehanos. Because it's not his bailus that's ma'akev, it's the etzem chalois kainam. That's when it comes to Shimon. When it comes to Levi, that he doesn't have power. So what's the power of the maskir? The power of the maskir is only vis-a-vis the socher, not someone else. Just like we saw by the mechira in the previous year, that the loiva has the power to sell it, but not vis-a-vis the maskir, that the maskir shouldn't be able to collect, but in general it's a sale. So similar to that over here, when it comes to the where does the maskir have the power? The maskir has the power only vis-a-vis the socher. He can say to the socher, you can't be nana because the koinam is chal. Not mitzad the maskir, it's chal. Mitzad the etzem chalai is koinam. That's only vis-a-vis the socher. Vis-a-vis a third party, doesn't have that power. We have a rule that you can't ask your nechzaver chaveru al chaveru. So if there are two parties involved, that's what he's doing. He's answering nechze chaveru al chaveru. He's answering nechze Shimon and Levi. But if there's no third party involved, then it's not answering nechze chaveru al chaveru. He has the power to answer to Shimon. It's not the fact that he is bailus and the etzema. That's a makarka. And his power is because of the chalais kainam. It's not mikoyach him, but it's mitzad the chalais kainam. Because the kainam is like kedushas haguf. And kedushas haguf, again, it's not mitzad, it's not mafkia mitzad the one who gives it kedushas haguf, mikoyach the oiser, but mikoyach the etzema chalais. Hekdesh, so to hear mitzad etzem chalais koinam, it's asur to the socher. But nechzei chaver al chaver, if there's a third party involved, that he has no power on. Because like abayzeh shelo yehenem mishibuda shel ha-socher, abayzeh that a third party shouldn't be nana from the shibud of the socher, for that he's not the maskir. The Rambam in Hilchot Erchin, in Perek Zayin, Alach Yedalid writes, "Hamakdish kol nechasav ha'isalav ksubas isha who shtar ba'alichoves ein ha'isha yochol ligvos ksubasim in a hekdesh lo ba'alichoves chayvoy shekdesh mafki ashibut shekodam avishim kol hekdesh akarka shelo v'tetzi asodil lechulin yesh lo ba'alichoves liisha ligvos min ha'poydesh arei." Shiabuda oy made al kanka zu. The person makes all his nechasim, and there was a ksubas isha in this nechasim, and there was a shtar ba'al yichoves in this nechasim. In other words, there was a lien on this to giving his wife a ksuba or to paying off a debt, so the wife can't collect her ksuba, and the ba'al chov can't collect his chov, because the hekdesh is mafkia midei shibud. But when hekdesh sells the karka and it goes out to chulin, then the Baal Chayv and the Isha can come and collect. So the Chayra Tamua, since the Hekdesh is Mafkia Midei Shibud, so how does it come back to them? How does the Rambam say at the end, the Rei Shibuda Omid Al Karka Zu? The Shibud was Nifka. He went away bye-bye, Nifka B'chiyuv. שההקדש מפקיע השיבוד שקודם. It's more from this that the Rambam holds that that hefkesh is hefkesh is mafkia mide shibud. It's not a bitter etzem shibud. It's a fkoh on the koyach shibud shemakev is chalois hefkesh milochu. It's not a when somebody's makdish something. It's not mevatel. It doesn't nullify the very lien. Rather, it removes the koyach shibud. That's ma'akev the chalois hahekdesh milacho. In other words, the koyach hashibud. There's a lien on this property, and hekdesh removes the power of this lien, which is preventing hekdesh from taking effect. And the hekdesh takes effect because the lien should have prevented the hekdesh, and it doesn't. And that comes the din of hekdesh mafkia midei shibud, that hekdesh has koach hafkoa, koach hashibud, to be ma'akiv dechalais hekdesh, milachul. In other words, the hekdesh is powerful enough, but even though the lien should have prevented it from being chal, it's not. The lien doesn't prevent it from being chal. But the lien was never nullified. There's still a shibud here. Just the shibud didn't prevent the hekdesh, but there's still a shibud. And therefore, when it goes out to Chulin, then everything is cool. Then it can go back. The woman can collect from it. The Baal Chov can collect. However, the Ran argues with this, and he holds that Hefkes is Mafkia Midei Shibud. It's a bitul on the Etzem Shibud. The whole shibud goes away. Because if you say that there's still a shibud, then the shita saran, that he can't aser on somebody else, he can't aser on Levi, on Noah from what's meshubah to Shimon, because Levi is being nana from Shimon, and Reuven doesn't have the right to get involved, it's goyser nichsa vera chavero, so he shouldn't be able to aser to Shimon either, if there's no bitl on the etzim shibud. Because since the etzim shibud is still there, then the soicher is nana from what shibud, mea shibud shel atzmai. He's nana from what's meshubah to him. Not mishal maskir. This is meshubah to him. So he's nana mea shibud shel atzmai, but lo shel maskir. So it's like being oyser nichse chavero al chavero. It's muach that the Ran holds that hekdesh mafkir midei shibud is a bitul on the etzim shibud, and therefore when he asers on the seicher, the etzim shibud goes away. And since the etzim shibud goes away, so then the maskir can no longer be nen. So when he wants to aser on Levi, what's meshubah to Shimon, that he can't do. He can't be oser nichse chaver al chavero. When it comes to being asering on Shimon, what's meshubah to Shimon, since he's asering it, he's making a koinam. So the etzem hashibud to Shimon goes away. And it's not nichse chavero al chavero anymore, because it's not aser nichse chavero, because there's no more shibud to Shimon anymore. So that is the one mahalach in the sugya of hekdesh mafkia mide shibud. And we have a lot more to talk about, sweet friends, so please stay tuned. B'li neder, I hope we're zeicha to continue. And we should see more and more nefilos miteras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.